Welcome to season 3 of Being Unapologetically Authentic, the podcast where we embrace our whole selves so that we can succeed on our own terms. My name is Jun Tian. I am your host of this podcast. And as a mom of two, with this podcast, a best-selling author, a TEDx Onyanta speaker, and the creator of the Success Method, I teach my clients and now you how to have it all without the overwhelm and hustle. Let's get started. Hey everybody, this is Jean, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic. Today is going to be a really short episode because I wanted to talk about something that has happened recently, and it's nothing bad, but it's just a really interesting, I'll call it case study, in terms of how our expectations play into the decisions that we make. And so this is just a really simple example. I think it was in June or July, I can't remember the exact date, but this past summer, I was in upstate New York, in Onyanta specifically, and I was so excited because I was part of, I was one of 6 speakers for the TEDx Onyanta stage. And it was definitely a life-changing event for me. The preparation of it, the really understanding what my message is, it was such a great experience. And since that event, you know, usually what happens is they'll record the TEDx events and the speeches, and then the event organizers will submit it to the TED organization so that the TED organization can then review it, make sure that it's in compliance with the rules. And then, assuming that it is, TED will then release it onto its own TED platform on YouTube. And so over the Christmas break, my TEDx talk was released along with the other 5 speakers that were part of the event for the summer. And I was so excited. And I texted and I messaged and I blasted the TEDx talk to all of my friends and my colleagues and in my social media and also in my to my email distribution list, right? And so I was very excited to share the message and the experience with all of you guys and with others as well. And what hadn't occurred to me before I did all of that was to actually take a look and to make at the actual TEDx talk, at how they edited the video and the speech, right? I hadn't thought to take a look at it. So as I was texting everybody late in the night, I remember I was sitting in the living room of my parents' house and I was just texting everybody. Something told me, like, I got this little nag, right, to take a look at the video. And so I did. And I was so happy I did, because at around the 9-minute mark, I realized that the editing, they cut out the initial part of the section in my speech where I start to introduce how to apply fractional success in your day-to-day life. And for those that are interested in fractional success, I consider this a very important part of the speech, because without it, most people probably wouldn't know how to start the process. And starting really is very important, right? Like, it's one of the critical pieces. So I went back to the event organizers and they worked with me to now release the full speech. They actually re-edited it and they made sure that that portion was fully in there. And then now it's back up on the TED platform in its full glory. So please go check it out if you haven't already. And I'll include a link so that you can. But that aside, the reason I hadn't thought to check it, and I think we do this, I think a lot of us tend to do this. So let me know if you've done this before, is that we expect things to be done a certain way, especially when we're working with organizations that are very well known, or, you know, organizations that are known to be very successful, right? We go in and we think, well, they're very successful, so they must do everything correctly. And like we expect that the output or that their output is going to be 100% correct, that their output is going to be perfect, that we will agree with the quality of their output because that's where we put our trust in. And a lot of times it comes with brand recognition, it comes with their past products, their past services, past experiences that we've had. And what happens is that when we go into a situation with these type of expectations, it definitely dictates our behavior, right? Because if we expect that the people that we're working with, our counterparties, are going to deliver a product or service or whatever it is that is substantially similar in quality and quantity and overall experience as what they've previously delivered, right? And in this case, the TED organization and other TEDx event organizers have delivered superb quality and superb speeches. And this type of situation is so rare, like I've actually never seen it. And so it never occurred to me that it could happen. And had it not been for that little nagging, I probably wouldn't have checked it either. So when we go in for these expectations, this is what dictates our behavior. So it dictated my behavior in this situation that I didn't check, right? Had I not had these expectations of how this product or how this video would have turned out or was going to turn out, then I would have checked because it's normally within my wheelhouse to double check something before I go and start to like promote it, et cetera. So it brought into mind, right, like this question of how our expectations are dictating our behavior. And I think it's such a great example and a case study because it's so simple. And it's so important to take a look at too, because oftentimes we make these decisions, we act on these expectations that we don't even realize we have because we're not thinking about it, right? We're not consciously like harping on it, right? And we just do it without, I guess we're not really mindfully involved in the action of doing it. Because if we were, then we would have checked it. We would have re realized where our expectations are, and then said, are we comfortable with this? And then checked it. So that's it. I think oftentimes, if you're going into an experience and you are dissatisfied with it, or you are happy with it, whichever. If you are either happy or unhappy with it, it's so important to look at the expectations that you came in with, that you came into this situation with, right? To see, does it still make sense for you to have these expectations? Where did these expectations come from? Are they still, do they still make sense? And if they don't make sense, then how do you get rid of it, right? How do you update your beliefs, update the expectations so that you can have a different experience the next time something similar happens? You can maybe get more out of it or maybe get less out of it. I don't know, whatever it is that you want. And this could potentially change the way that your experiences in life, it's not potentially change, it will change the way that your experiences in your life impact you. And so for those of you that's like, oh, that's nice, but we don't have a TEDx talk, but you guys all have a job. And we all know that sometimes the day goes great and it goes very smoothly and there's no issues. And then there are other times where it's just one of those days and everything seems to go wrong. And I think, you know, some of you out there is like, well, because you expected it to go wrong. Yes, there's a certain aspect of that that is, you know, it's the law of attraction. And but that's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about in terms of it going wrong is the dynamics that we have at work and how those are influenced or impacted by the expectations that we bring into work. And so I want to dive more into this topic, and I would love to hear questions that you have or even experiences that you have, and that will certainly lead into the conversations that we have on this podcast about it. And I'll give you an example. And I think I mentioned this in my last episode where I was a guest on the C Seek Go Create podcast by Tim Winders. And it was wonderful. And he had asked me this question of entitlement and if I felt entitled, and that's why I was unhappy with the first job that I had. And that question had sat with me forever because, you know, at first I think I actually answered, yeah, I think I was slightly entitled because that's what I was taught, right? That's what I was told I should have in a, I was told I should have a professional setting. And I guess we do have a professional setting. You're in an office, you have a desk, you have a computer. But what I thought, what I expected when walking into work, and what I still expect, which is crazy because I've been at this thing for like over 2 decades, right? Is that I still expect people to behave in a certain way, especially if I'm bringing forth my best self. So when I am bringing forth my best self and I am making an effort to be professional, to be respectful, to be courteous, and then I go into work and I get the exact opposite, that's when I get so flustered, so crazy. And I don't, and I become much more reactive. And I don't mean crazy like, ooh, postal, like I'm gonna go and, you know, but I'd be crazy in the sense that like it just eats me inside because I become so much more reactive in those situations because they're not behaving in the way that I expected them to. And it takes me a little bit of time to talk myself out of it, to give the compassion that's needed, right? To bring it forward and realize that maybe they're not able to be their best selves today because if they were, it probably wouldn't happen. And so this is just an example of how expectations can influence you on a day-to-day basis. And then think about how many times you've gone to the supermarket and you're so happy. You're like, I want to be so nice to the cashier and to the people around me. And you smile. And the first person that you smile at, and they're just like, eh, like they just ignore you or they give you a dirty look. And you're just like, well, freak that. Like, I'm not going to do that again. Right. Like, I was so nice and like, forget it. Because we walked in with the expectation that if we are being our best selves, if we're being friendly, then other people will appreciate it. And not only that we expect that they'll appreciate it, we also expect them to behave a certain way as well. And so when one or both of those expectations don't happen, what happens then is that it becomes a conflict, or it can become a conflict, right? It certainly, and what it definitely does though, is it takes away the positive intent, the positive impact, the positive vibes, for lack of a better word, the positive energy that we brought forward because other people didn't respond or react the way that we expected them to. And so then this creates, and this isn't just a one-time situation, it actually creates a lot more negativity because unless you're willing to let it go right away, unless you're able to talk yourself through it, to bring the compassion forward, to, you know, give the understanding necessary. So unless you're all willing to do that or all able to do that right away, and not in an artificial way, but in a true, sincere, you know, I get it. I understand. It's not about me. It's, you know, something that's happening. And it's not about the energy that I brought forward, right? And I shouldn't expect them to behave a certain way just because I am this way. So this, I think, has a lot of influence in our lives. It's a lot of the day-to-day BS that we deal with in our lives. And when we get sucked into it, it also can certainly keep us stuck in a vicious cycle of just negativity and hate and doubt and, kind of artificial positivity. And those things never really help us. And so I've been thinking a lot about why expectations are coming up so quickly and so much in this podcast series, this, season. And I think it's because it's just such an important topic for us to talk about. And so I'm hoping that through the expectations that I bring forward to you, that this could trigger some thought in, something of an aha moment of the expectations that you're bringing forward into your day-to-day situations, and perhaps the ones that may not work for your benefit, that may be causing you a lot of the frustration and discomfort in your life. And so I'll leave this for here for now. And if you've resonated with this, if you have an expectation you want me to talk about, if you want to share your story, please comment below or feel free to email me if you're not comfortable sharing it publicly. And if there's a question, anything you want me to talk about, please also share. And so I will talk to you next time. Bye, guys.